Books on Tape presents Jawbreaker, The Attack on Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, a personal account by the CIA's key field commander, by Gary Burnson and Ralph Pizzullo. Read by Robertson Dean. Author's Note and Acknowledgements. This is a book that the CIA didn't want you to read. In May 2005, I submitted the manuscript to the CIA's Publication Review Board for review. I was told it would take approximately 30 days for them to redact those passages that they felt compromised active agency sources and methods. In working with my co-author, I had been careful not to reveal sensitive material beyond what the CIA had already approved in other books. As an experienced CIA chief of station and one loyal to the agency's mission, I have absolutely no interest in undermining our nation's intelligence effort, but I also believe that freedom of speech is fundamental to all our liberties, and that a timely and fair review of manuscripts by the agency's Publications Review Board and clandestine service is essential if current and ex-agency employees are to have a relevant voice in our national debate. That same month, May 2005, I decided to retire from CIA's clandestine service after 23 years of service and an additional 4 years in the U.S. military. It had been a privilege to serve in the Directorate of Operations alongside brave men and women who helped me combat Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. Despite the fact that the CIA had recently approved another book by a retired agency officer about the war in Afghanistan and had briefed authors Steve Call, Ghost Wars, and Bob Woodward, Bush at War, they held up my manuscript for months. Finally, in mid-July 2005, in what turned out to be the most surreal and frustrating experience in my life,